first refuge in Essex for abused males. The first refuge for male victims of domestic abuse has officially opened its doors in Essex in memory of a young man who tragically took his own life. Alex House provides specialist support to survivors and is named in memory of Alex O'Donoghue, a victim of abuse who died in 2022. At the opening, Alison Asquith, Alex's mother, said, "We are honoured to have been invited by Safer Places to open this refuge, which is named after Alex, which is named Alex House in memory of our son. Alex's story ended tragically when he took his own life after enduring domestic abuse. This refuge symbolises a beacon of hope and support to those experiencing similar struggles. Statistics reveal one-third of all victims of domestic abuse are men, and one in six men suffer from domestic abuse at some point in their life. Despite the prevalence, many men do not seek support. The refuge in Harlow aims to provide them with a safe place to receive the help they need." Harlow Robert Halfen MP said, "I think it's a very special moment for male victims of domestic abuse so that they know that Safer Places are there to look after them, and thank God they are here to look after people who suffer in this way." The news came in the same week as the following information: 18 males abused a day in Essex. More than 6,500 domestic abuse crimes happened in Essex in 2023, with male victims averaging at about 18 a day, a new study has revealed. A total of 27% of domestic abuse crimes recorded by Essex Police had male victims, which is above the UK national average. One in three victims of domestic abuse are male, according to the latest Office for National Statistics figures, equating to 751,000 men. An investigation by Accidents Claim Advice found that 6,689 domestic abuse crimes recorded by Essex Police last year had male victims. From data obtained through the Freedom of Information requests, police revealed that a total of 24,456 domestic crimes happened across the county in the last year. Of these cases, a total of 17,423 incidents had female victims. Essex Police have said that the number of domestic abuse incidents in the county is falling, with 3,600 fewer incidents reported between February 2023 and 2024, and specialist teams were in place to support victims. Detective Superintendent Matt Cornish, Essex Police's lead for tackling domestic abuse, said, "Tackling violence of all kinds, but particularly domestic violence, is the force's key objective. We want people to feel safe in their homes and in their communities, and we're doing things differently to achieve that. It's not enough just to respond to incidents and investigate offences. We want to prevent them from happening." He said that the police had a successful launch of its Reflect campaign, putting focus on the abuse perpetrator, and its work with the Change Project has seen 700 people come forward to address their behaviour. And continued, "We've also changed the way we assess the most high-risk domestic abuse perpetrators. Most forces use a policy which rates the risk someone poses based on how recently they've offended, how often, and the seriousness of that offending. But we're taking a different approach and using one which is backed up by academic research. We now look at the behaviours most prevalent in the most serious of cases of domestic abuse," things like coercion and control, stalking, and a history of violence. Each of those behaviours is weighted, and we rate the risk someone poses based on that calculation. It means we're better placed to identify the most high-risk cases and be able to step in. And we're using technology to get better evidence to improve the chances of a successful conviction. Last year, we created our rapid video response team who sit in our control room. When we take evidence when a domestic abuse case is called in on video, to ensure we're capturing the best evidence as quickly as possible. Within its first 6 months, the team had taken more than 1,000 reports, and we've had positive feedback from victims about this new way of working. The officer concluded, "We've also invested in specialist teams who investigate domestic abuse cases and support victims, manage the highest harm offenders and prevent them from reoffending, and target high-risk perpetrators or potential perpetrators to break their cycle of behaviour, as well as identifying opportunities to safeguard victims. One victim of domestic abuse is one too many, and I believe our work to protect people and stopping offences in the first place is having a real tangible effect. We won't stop this work. It's really important that people feel safe. My ask to the public is, if you're a victim of domestic abuse, come forward and tell us. You'll be listened to and you will be supported."